podcasting only.
Trusting only in thy merit. Would I seek thy face?
Announcements I saw. August 6th, we got a picnic. September 10th, we got a picture. Yep. Right? And there's a wedding coming up.
Amen.
There's a lot of things coming up, so pay attention to the announcements.
Don't forget the Wilds this Saturday.
Wilds this Saturday? I'm nervous. Somebody help me. So,
yep. 8 a.m. Saturday.
Thank you.
Amen. This Saturday, the church is leaving for the Wilds. We're going to meet up here at 7:45 with gas in your car, rolling out about 8 o'clock. It takes about 2 hours and about 15 minutes to get there. And we'll start the tours at 11 and 11:15, and it'll take a couple hours. We'll probably eat something, and we'll come back after that. But we'll get it all worked out. People that are needing to ride with us, we have that, and we'll make sure you're in different cars. But we'll have a good time, so just be here by 7:45 this Saturday.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing Think About His Love, page 42. 42. Courses.
You're not sitting there thinking about that song.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
And, do not pass me by. Used to be out in the denomination. I used to sing that. Oh, yeah. Another one, condemnation and, do I deserve this and everything else. But he hasn't passed the bride by. He never passed the bride by. We're ordained to come to this. It's beautiful.
Amen.
But, come and heal my broken spirit. Now, that's the thing I've got to work on is my spirit realm, my flesh realm.
Right.
That's the thing that's got to come subject to this word, to this grace, to this truth that he's given me and revealed to me in my soul. And, we're not all soul. There's three. If you're alive, there's three of you, but God's given, he's given us instruction for everything. And that's the thing that we understand in this day. It used to be in times past, they didn't understand how to rightly divide this thing. But I'm thankful that I know how to rightly divide this. I know I'm spoiled. I can't help that, but I don't want to be a spoiled brat. I want to appreciate this. I come here to worship him. I come to be thankful. I come to offer myself. I haven't got a made-up mind. I'm not going to do anything tonight. I got a made-up mind. Use me, Lord.
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever you want. As much as the devil hits me when I leave, there's a saying, I'd rather ask forgiveness for something I did do than something I didn't do.
Right.
I'd rather be offering myself and saying, Lord, you use me.
Right.
You fill my mouth. Lord, let me open it. Let me offer.
That's right.
Let me give of myself, Lord.
Amen.
If I give myself away, let me line up to that. Let me manifest that. And his word, you know, it's not no good as a thought. It wasn't any good as a thought. He was a thought for who knows how long, beyond, you know, just, well, you can't put time on eternity. But he was always a thought until now. But now he's manifested himself. Now, like he was saying Sunday, there was silence in heaven. You know, something going on down here. I don't want to be silent down here. I said, Lord, let me open my mouth, let you fill it. Stir my heart. Somehow edify the body through me. Somehow edify myself. You know, I look at a testimony a lot of times. Y'all might forget it as soon as I say it, but I go home, I get thinking about it. I think about what I said. You know, if nothing else, it's stirring me. Sometimes we're driving down the road, I'm thinking about things. I just start talking. And nobody else ever but me and the Lord. But I'll start talking. Because I know it's in that spoken word. I know it's in a manifestation. It's not in a thought. It's not a good thought. It's just a good thought. But Lord, I want to express what you've brought in this day. And as feeble as it might be, I'm just one part of the body. But I've got a real revelation. I've got a real walk with him. You know, I was thinking the other day talking about how that, you know, that personal walk that each one of us has with him. That's just you and God. That ain't your pastor and you and God. That ain't your husband, ain't your wife, ain't your children, ain't your parents. That's just you. That's just you and him. And that's as far as that goes. And if that's real, then you'll be a part of a body. If that's real, then, you know, that's kind of like seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And all these things will manifest. Everything manifestation will come after that. You know, it's like I was thinking about a husband and a wife or a man and a woman. You know, if that woman never makes herself presentable, if she never, you know, bats her eyes or wiggles her hips or whatever she does, you know, and that man, you know, never attracted to her and she don't give him any reason to be attracted, then, you know, she's going to be old maid. Ain't going to do her a lot of good, you know. But when she presents herself, you know, when she gets up in the morning, that wife, and says, husband, what do you want today? You know, and you think, well, he knows. All he's got to do is ask. Well, it means something when you say it. It means something when you come here and offer yourself and say, Lord, what do you want from me? You know, all I can do is offer. You know, all the wife can do is offer herself, you know, and then God can do something. God can work on that. He can work with a desire. You know, just like Hattie Wright, you know, he said, you know, she had a desire. And God blessed her by her desire. And the woman that at the interview, I guess is when I was thinking about, you know, I do things I know is wrong. But he looks at that desire. He sees that desire. And sometimes we've got to express that desire some way or another. You know, you can sit there and, well, Lord, I'm waiting on you. Well, could be he's waiting on you. You know? So, jump. He said, if you don't have joy, jump for joy. If you don't, you know, he dwells in the praises of his people. You want him to dwell here? Praise him. Right, he'll move right in. That's his word. He always rides on his word. But I'm thankful for this understanding that he's given us in this day. We've got no excuse. You know, we're not in darkness. We're in full light. I'm thankful for it.
Amen. Think about his love.
Yes.
Goodness. Think about his grace. about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us.
I was thinking today about The Voice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I got him excited.
Amen.
Because you know what? You know, there's only a certain select people that can actually hear The Voice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that small voice. You know, I was thinking about what Sister Lily said. How you know what there was, what God's saying, what the devil's saying.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know what? Because the bride knows.
Right.
Yeah. The bride knows that voice. Amen. You know, it's that still small voice. It matches up with the scripture.
Yeah. Right.
You
right.
know,
right.
You
right.
see.
That's it.
I just get so excited because I was reading a scripture, you know, and this little app, it pops up, and it was Revelations. I haven't, not much pops up in Revelations with these apps because people don't know how to deal with
right.
it.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
It's Revelations 3.
Yeah. Okay.
So Amen. It says, Revelations 3 and 20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Right.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and be with him.
Yes.
To him that overcometh will
right.
I grant
Amen.
To thee with me in my throne, even
yeah.
as I overcame,
right.
and as I sat down with my Father in his throne.
Amen.
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
That the Spirit setteth unto the churches."
Amen.
I tell you what, I have an ear.
Amen.
I have an ear.
That's right.
And you know
Amen.
What? I love the fact that, you know, everything else,
yes,
not important.
Mm-mm.
It's
right.
too late of an hour.
Amen.
You know, it starts. You know, you start reading these scriptures again. You start reading it as it applies. You know, Romans 8:28. I was talking to my mom about that just a couple days ago. You know, everyone likes all things work together, but
yeah.
there's more to that scripture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More
yeah.
to that scripture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, for them that are called.
Right.
Who's called?
It's
got to be called. You got to have. You got some representation in you.
Right. Right.
And
right.
you know what? Well, we have representation because there. You know, the whole entire this world's lost its mind.
Yes,
and it, you know, double-edged sword. You know, as a human, I hate to see it.
Yeah.
As a believer, I'm like, oh Lord, I'm about to get out.
Amen.
You know, it's an exciting hour because you know we're not tossed, we're not turned. You look back and you see where you came from, you see where you're at, you see where you're going. I don't know any other group of people that can do that.
Amen.
That's right.
And I just
right,
love that
right.
because when we come in here, you know, this is where I get the rust knocked off.
Yeah.
This is where,
sure.
I,
sure.
where
right.
I get the, you know, you talk about, I've been watching the show called Forged in Fire.
Mm-hmm.
They temper the steel, you know, because if it's brittle, it will break.
That's right.
But you have a group of believers that no matter what we
temper.
Go through, we are planted solid.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking with Brother Jay's gone through. It has made us strong. We
right.
pray different.
Right.
We start
Amen.
Talking like,
yes.
we start writing checks. Like, you know, Brother Moore always said, you got that check.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
When you start writing
that's
checks, like,
right.
I know this don't get cashed. I have
yeah.
faith. I walk by faith because faith is the evidence of things unseen.
Right.
I wait
right.
for that manifestation for my rewards. And, Lord, I thank you for revelation.
Yes.
You know, I think that we get to come in here. You know, the flesh has the flesh. The spirits, they have those
mm-hmm.
inlets. But, Lord, when that soul... That
Amen.
Soul prize, I was talking about, listen to that song, you know, he won't pass me by.
No.
He can't pass me by. I'm part of him.
All right.
He's
right.
not going to pass himself
right.
up.
No, sir.
So, when you know, there was a truth. Yes, when you sang that song before, like, well, Lord, if it's your will.
Right.
That's
yeah.
how I used to say it. Like, Lord, if it's your will.
But
God came off the throne, and where did he go?
Yeah.
He came
right.
into me.
Right. Right.
That tabernacle, you know, like Brother Bond had said, you know, we got to surround that tabernacle with praise 24/7. There's
right.
still hallelujahs.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's kind of changed things because you start talking in the car to yourself.
Right.
You start having
sure.
a, you know, where it says two or three are gathered.
Right.
Yes.
It's a witness. God's
yeah.
a witness.
That's
so
right.
it don't take much.
No, it
just takes two or three. So I wanted to get up. I didn't want to sit on God. God's
right.
been too good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brother Moore's always
too
said
good.
He gave you breath this morning.
Yeah.
So there's
That's
no
right.
reason to sit on God.
Right.
So. Praise God for revelation. Thank you for this.
Amen.
Sure is good to be here. Good to see Jeremiah back.
Yeah.
You know, this is a nowhere else I'd rather be than right here.
Amen.
You know, I've been thinking about since Sunday, Brother Jeremiah or Brother Jerry preached, and man, he did a wonderful job, Brother
yes,
Moore.
Yes, he did.
Best one,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And there's no other body I'd rather identify than right here.
That's right.
You know, I look all around, and nothing compares to what we've got right here.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking today, you know, just going through my mind, just think about, you know, from Sunday's message, you know, because Jesus said it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles man, it's what comes out of him.
Amen.
And, you know, going back to what Brother Jerry preached on Sunday,
yes,
you know, the input's right. The word's right.
Yes.
You know, you never have to go back to the input and question it. It's always going to be right.
Right. Amen.
It's what you do in the process stage. And I was thinking about that, how true, you know, God's just so simple. He just has types everywhere you look. And I was just
that's
thinking,
right,
you know,
right,
you know, it's like a computer, Brother Moore was talking about. If there's something wrong with the program, it'll never come out right no matter what
come
you
on
do. You know, you may have a virus. You may have a virus on your computer. You may need to get some antivirus. You may need to get something. You got something wrong with your process. It's come out the wrong way.
Right.
And
amen.
I was thinking, you know, when we come in here, I'm grateful that the Word of God is an antivirus.
Yes.
It'll get all
yes
that junk off of you. It'll something, you know, and you've
yep
got a part to play in that.
Yes.
It's not just enough. You know, I was thinking just something simple as today. You know, being an overcomer, I thought, you know, God says you're an overcomer, and that's
right,
that's
right
true. Ain't nothing but the truth.
That's right.
And then you sit there, and you can go day to day and live defeated every single
come
day
on
of your life, Brother Moore.
On.
You can hang your head down
you
low. You
do
can get yourself, you can beat yourself up over and over again. It's all because of how you process it. Now, the word's right, but
that's
I've
right
got something to do with it now. Part of the process involves me.
Right.
I take the word in because I'm a believer.
Yeah.
That's the bride. She believes every word of it. But then there's something that involves me in there. It's the processing part. And I was
that's
thinking,
right,
you know, that's where the battle is. And, you know, it's, you know, Brother Chitter said years ago, you're only strong as your revelation.
Amen.
You know, you don't take anything in, don't worry about it. You're not going right to overcome
right
much. You just won't. You got to take the word in, and then you take that word and you apply it, and you overcome. And that's the way it works. It's just, it's as simple as that. And we come in here, and I was thinking, Lord, you know, like Don was talking about, I come in here just to worship him.
Amen.
Jesus
yeah
says those who worship him worship in spirit
yeah
and in truth.
Yeah.
I'm here just to simply thank him what he's already done. He's already taken care of it.
Amen.
I simply believe it. I step out on it, and then it's got
yeah
to work.
Yeah. Right, right,
if,
right.
If it matches up, it's got to work. The process will work. The outcome will work. All you've got to do is just apply it in the right way, and everything else will fall right into place,
right,
brother. It's
right
really not that hard. What makes it hard is us. You know, it's not a struggle. There's something fighting. If you're fighting against it, then it's just you.
Right.
You're the problem. Get yourself out of the way, and everything will it'll
that's
take
right
care of itself. You know, just so many things going through my mind. Just, you know, I was even thinking about Brother Jay the other day there, and I got a text from him a couple days ago. Just, you know, simple little text, just thinking about you. And, you know, can't wait to wrap arms with you again. And I thought, God, you're something else.
Right.
Here this man is,
right,
you know, going through what he's going through, laying down there in the hospital somewhere. And think about somebody else. You know, just got the bride on his mind, got the body on his mind.
Amen.
And I said, brother, don't worry about us. We'll take care of business while you're gone. We'll hold you up. And we're believers. That's what we do. And our brother is down, and he's going through what he's going through. And like we believe, God chose him to go through that. Because God knew that he was ordained to see it through.
Yes.
God knew that he could handle it.
Amen.
And no matter what we do on this side, it won't change the outcome. It'll
right
be all right. He'll be back on his feet. He'll be
amen
back in there. But what made me think about is something Jerry said on Sunday is that, you know, I'm doing this for Brother Jay. You know,
right.
And I thought, wow, you know, what I do, you know, the scripture says only the things you do for Christ
yes
will last.
Amen.
And if you know where Christ is, it's not that hard to figure out what
come
the
on
needs are.
Amen.
You know? Only the things you do for this body is going to last. Everything else, you can do a lot of things in this world. You know, the churches, they'll build hospitals, and they'll do a lot of charity events and all this other stuff, and it's all right.
Yeah.
It's got its place for them, but not for me. You know, my mind's on the bride. My mind's on the body. I'm saying, Lord, what can we do? And so I'll throw my name in a hat for next Wednesday, because while I'm here underneath the anointing, because 2 hours later I might forget about it. So I may, 2 hours later, I may be beating myself up and trying to get myself out of it, but I want to do that. I want to throw my name
amen
in a hat, because if I could just give a little bit, it's good enough for me.
Amen.
Right. All you got to do is get yourself out of the way, and God will take
sure
care of the rest.
Sure.
He'll fill your lips. All you got to do is present the vessel. That's all it's ever been.
Amen.
You present the vessel, and God will fill it. He'll take care of what he needs to get take care of.
Word.
And so I was thinking, Lord, while I'm here, let me just put it out there, and I'll hold my feet to the fire, because I was thinking, I was even thinking when Jerry said that, you know, because it was a rebuke to me, because I thought, here you are, deacon, and you should have been the first one up. You know, you should have been the first one up before anybody else ever opened their mouth. You should have been the first one. And sometimes you get lax, days you get a little lazy, and I'm talking about me. I get back and I think, let them have it. Or I've had, plenty of time. But it's not about that. No. It's not about that. So forgive me for that. I'll make out a quick turnaround. And I'll do what I got to do until he gets back up on his feet and he takes care of what he needs to take care of. But until then, my brother needs help. And if all God's asking is just a little bit of, hey, get yourself out of the way. You know, because we don't determine 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's not even about that. It's not a competition, this thing. You just offer up what you do. Offer up whatever you take in, whatever whatever input you have. Let the process come out the right way, and it'll bless. It'll automatically bless the body. It's ordained to, Brother Moore. Because that's what we do. We edify one another. It's not about my testimony. Is not, you're overcome by the words of your testimony. Yeah, it helps me. But it just didn't help me. It helps the body. That's what it's for. That's what you're doing. You're getting up and you're taking what you get and you're putting it out there and say, hey, I see this. I look at things this way. Maybe it'll help you out. But until that day, I'll just keep on praising him. I'll keep on thanking him for what he's done. I'll continue to hold my brothers, not just Jace, Trevor, so many of them. You can't even. I'm going to work and I'm just talking all the way to work. Don, like you're talking about, just speak. Got so many on my mind. And then you almost forget them. You think, well, all the ones I forgot, Lord, add them too. Because his human mind is only capable of so many things. But that's what we're here for. Amen. Hold each other up. Hold each other's arms up in the midst of this battle until we get home. Brother Bram says, it's not a picnic. It's a battlefield.
Amen.
And you got a part to play in this battlefield. When I come in here, it's the time I can lay my sword down, take my armor off. I can take everything off I need to take off. But while I'm out there, there's a purpose. It's like Brother Don, you was talking about that love and that, that desire is what makes you do what you do. Amen. You give a spoiled rich kid, like we was talking about, give a spoiled rich kid, take a spoiled parent, give a spoiled rich kid money, they'll never appreciate it. There's no involvement in there. They haven't done anything to earn it, so you lose hope. But when you come in here and you pressed, and you fought through Sunday, and you fought through Monday, and you fought through Tuesday, and you fought through Wednesday, and you come in here, oh, Lord. I'm not in here fighting at all. I'm in here to lay my sword down, lay my armor down, thank him for what he's already done, and just praise him until I get out of here.
Amen.
So let's sing I Was Glad.
Amen. Yes.
When he said unto me, I'll start it off and I'll let you take it from there. All right. I was glad when he said unto me,
amen.
Let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing with all your heart.
Oh, I was glad when they said unto me. Oh, I was glad when they said unto me. Oh, I was glad when they said unto me. Oh, let us go into the house.
so happy to be here. You know, it feels like forever. I missed 3 services. That's a lot for me, you know. And I was thinking, I was driving with Jeremiah. I was like, I am so excited to get to go to church.
Amen.
You know, we were out west, and it's beautiful out there, and it just really shows God. He created this world, and it just amazes me when you look at the stars and you just marvel at it. Yes. And scientists can't get it. They say it's 6 million billion years old, and I'm like, you know, just to have the revelation, you know, my kids have it clearer than those scientists, you know.
It's
so funny.
Right.
And I was thinking, I'm just so glad to be here, because I'm glad to raise my hands here to clap,
to sing with my
family, you know. And I don't want to take it for granted. I don't want to, like, not come here and say something. Amen. You know, I have God in me, and he wants me to speak. Amen. You know, and when my kids, they hurt, or they have an ouchie or something, speak it, Mom, you know? And it's just, I thank God so much for what he's done for me, for my family.
Amen.
You know, we were talking about some people who don't come here anymore, and my daughter was like, I don't understand. Why can't they give 2 hours out of their day for God? And I was like, you know what, Riley? They just ain't got it. And it's not just 2 hours out of your day. It's 2 hours of your day to praise. The rest of the time, you got there and fight, you know what I mean? And I just, I am so excited to get to hear my husband. I haven't heard him in a long time, and I am so looking forward to it. You know, I already am saying amen to every word. And the other thing, while I'm here, I want to say I really enjoyed the brothers, you know? And it's just another witness that we have God here, because wherever we are, God is going to feed us. You talk about that food, that bread. I'm coming, and I'm going to get my food.
Be the last one.
I'm so thankful to be here. I just walked in, and I'm just so thankful. And everything she just said just mirrors what I was thinking. I was not going to stand up anymore. I was like, I know they get tired of me saying praise God and hallelujah for all that God has done. But when I was on my way here, and someone called me to check on James, and then when I was telling them all everything that God has done, I said, how can I not come here and praise him? How can I not say thank you? How can I not give him the praise? And so then when she was just talking too about how you have to speak it, her kids say, Mom, just speak it. You know, it's just amazing. Yeah. That's all I can say. I marvel at his mercies and his grace, you know, because it could be so different in so many areas of our lives. And he has seen fit for us to walk through our own path and to give us strength to walk through our own path. My path might not be your path. Your path might not be mine, but he has put in me and in you what it takes to make it. And I'm just so thankful. I'm just so, so thankful for this place that we can come, that we can lay down our burdens, and we can just say, yes, Lord, whatever, your will be done. And again, I stamp it with, he has already done it.
Amen.
Sing every praise. 192.
Every word of worship in one accord, every prayer.
deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise. Every praise. Let's sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Think of what he's done for you. Yes, God, my Savior. Every praise. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise is to our God. Worthy of our praise. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, you're worthy of all the honor, all the glory,
yes,
all the praise.
Yes.
Lord, you said, let everything has breath praise the Lord, Lord. And Lord, we're here tonight and we're thanking you and for all you've done for us, Lord, praising you. You paid the price. You paid it all. You are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. We thank you for that. And Lord, thank you for another church service to come,
yes,
and see you in action,
yes,
to hear you speak to us and talk to us, to give us a clear understanding. Oh, I might not have a lot of things right, Lord, but if I can get that clear understanding, it'll take care of everything else. Lord, break down the word a little bit more to us. Break it down to make it a little bit brighter to us, Lord. Quicken it, more word to us. You know what we need, Lord. I'm just here providing the vessel, Lord, but I got to move out of the way and let you have the way. You have your way tonight. Be with your bride around the world, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done for Brother James, for bringing him this far, Lord. Only God could have done that, and we give you all the glory. And Lord, we continue to bring the bride around the world before you. Continue to touch Brother Trevor. Heard he was cancer-free this week, Lord. We thank you for that. We praise you for that. Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. Man might have circumstances. Man might have things and conditions that would almost want to limit you, Lord. But you can move all those circumstances out of the way and move on behalf of your people. We trust in you, Lord. We thank you for all you've done for us. Have your way with the rest of the service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
In his temple, praising with his people.
Amen.
And thank you for everything he's done, and hear the word of God, because that's where I get my strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's where I get my comfort. It's where I get my peace.
Yeah.
It's where I get what I need. So it's good to be here. It's a little warm, but you know, I told my friend I was going to wear a sport coat, because that's what he does. He wears a sport coat and no tie, and I said, I'm going to dress like you tomorrow. I said, I won't be able to do it as good as you, but I'm going to do it in honor of you. That's James.
Amen.
So it may not stay on the whole night, but I love that brother.
Amen.
I'm thinking about him. And got to talk to him a little bit yesterday. And God's been good.
Amen.
I was thinking, I was telling him, the last time I preached was when he first went to the hospital. That was the last time. And I know when James finally gets here, he's going to wear that devil out. But between now and then, I told him I'm going to wear him out with him, and I'm going to help him out. Because I want to thank God for what he's done.
Amen.
And I know Courtney could tell you stories, and James will be able to tell you stories, and Sister Michelle will tell you stories, but I can see it for myself. God is moving,
Amen.
And I thank God for it, and I appreciate everything God has done.
Amen.
And I am still trusting that he began a good work, and he will complete that work and get this thing all the way through. I'm just standing on that word. But I would behoove me not to tell the devil, James is still here and he's doing all right.
Amen.
So he can deal with that. And we ain't lost a beat. We're still stepping forward. We're still whipping up on the devil. And we will keep whipping on the devil. That won't stop. We've been doing that for a long time. So been traveling for work and then traveling for fun and back. And what, for all I can tell, I'll be home for a while. So I'm excited about that. It's no place like home. And I think God's been good because between last time I preached and this time, there's been a lot of messages preached. And Brother Moore is getting ready to travel, so I'm going to have to preach a few. And so I was thinking tonight, so I'm not going to be in any hurry. Because if I don't get done tonight, if the Lord wants to carry it on, we'll go to the next service. And we'll go until God's done.
Amen.
So I'm in no hurry, but I'm enthused about what I got. And I believe in fresh manna.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, I might preach something Brother Moore preached 3 weeks ago, but don't worry, it's going to be fresh tonight. Because it's too good that I would have felt left out if I don't get to talk about it a little bit. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit, and it's a good topic. And see, I'll confess to you, what I'm about to talk about tonight, you go back a year, year and a half ago, I didn't fully see it the way I see it tonight. And probably a month ago, it even got more clear to me. So I feel like I got to get up there and talk about it.
Give me your jacket. You're making me hot.
All right. I did my job, and I may not do it again. But it is good to be here.
Amen.
And but what I was saying is, you know, when God gives you a clear understanding, that's something to rejoice over.
Oh, yes.
See, I always like to say this is, you know, I'm an excitable preacher. And I really will. I'll be honest with you. There's part of me, like all of you, that wishes I could get up here and do the different thing than I do. I want to do my best to stay behind this pulpit. But you know what? I can't help it. But I always like to make clear, whether you're excited or not, it's not about the jumping up and down. It's not about making a bunch of noise. That by itself does not mean you got God. Now, God can anoint you and you can do that. But I'm talking about have God as a personal revelation with a new birth. Just because you make a bunch of noise, that does not mean you have God.
Amen.
You got to get a clear understanding. You got to get a revelation. He's got to personally reveal himself to you.
Amen.
And that can happen without one sensation,
Amen.
Without one emotion, without one speaking in tongues, without one running the aisle. I believe that. And I believe that strongly. And I always like to say that because I don't want people to feel like they don't got the new birth because they don't get excited like Jeremiah does or they don't get excited like Brother James does. You need to be you.
Amen.
It's just hard on me because I also believe what Brother Bram said. When you get revelation, it brings stimulation.
Amen.
And so when I get a clear understanding, I get excited about it.
Amen.
It enthuses me. Now, that's not the evidence of it, but I'm just telling you what happens to me. So that's why I'm excited about what I got, because it's a clear understanding to me. And the only one that can do that for you is God. You can't even say Jesus is the Son unless the Holy Ghost reveals it to you. So what gets me excited to be able to say that, Brother Moore, is when I get a new revelation, so to speak. And I know it's only one revelation, much information. But when something gets quickened to me, I know where it come from. That God himself's talking to me. That God himself's dealing with me. And that turns me on to know that I can hear from God. I hear the voice. I don't follow a stranger. Being able to hear from God and amen his word means more to me than jumping up and down, means more to me than getting some emotion, means more to me than anything because I know without that, the rest don't matter. You got to get born again first. And that comes from a clear understanding. And that's really what, and what says comes out of your testimonies.
Right.
You're testifying what God's revealed to you.
Amen.
And that's why there's not one greater revelation than another.
No.
Revelations, revelations.
Right.
It only takes one to give you a new birth.
Yeah.
And if all you got is one tonight, you could stand up and testify about that one and be in the same condition I'm in. Do you realize you have a new soul just like I have a new soul?
Right.
You're ready for the journey just like I'm ready for the journey.
Right. Yes,
right.
You just got to look at it right. Don't take a bunch of revelation to get up here. You don't take a bunch of revelation to get out of the way. Oh, if I was a young man and God was dealing with me, give me 5 minutes. That's all I want. Let me tell you what God's done for me. I used to not even pay attention to God. But now I pay attention to God. And this is the best thing that's happened to me. This is the greatest thing that's happened to me. It's changed my life. I used to not want to go to church. Now I can't help but go to church. This is where I got to go. Oh, you get up and talk like that to me, Brother Deskins? You'll have me running the aisles. You'll have me enthused. Because I'll be able to see God dealing with you like he's dealing with me. And I know what that means. You don't have to say seven thunders to me. You don't have to say seven seals to me. The seven thunders happen in your life if you got a new birth.
Amen.
That's God talking to you.
Amen.
So just tell me how God's talked to you, and you'll get me excited.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
If all you got is I'm the children whose hearts were turned back, oh, that's enough to make me lose myself. Because I realize there's another one. There's another believer. There's another child. There's another one that God's dealing with.
Yes.
That's, I guess that's what I'm saying. If you're getting up here on Wednesday, don't think you got to have some big oratory studied piece of paper. I don't need you to be 60 or 40. God ain't put no limits on it. He just wants you to speak. Get out of the way. Speak with some enthusiasm. It's not turn me on that you're just obedient to God. So obedience is better than sacrifice, people. I'd rather somebody get up here just be obedient and down in 1 minute. And that's all they had. And I don't even like to say it that way. Give me your minute. And I'll rejoice with you. That whole minute. I'll say amen. I'll clap my hands. I'll praise God. See, I told you I'm going to take my time. I'll get there in a little bit. We're going to enjoy this. It's been a little while. But if all you got is 1 minute, God can use that minute. And he can bring forth the rapture if that's what it takes. It's going to happen in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. It don't take an hour of preaching. It don't take 20 minutes of preaching. It just takes speaking the word of God. Somebody willing to get out of the way and let God use them and talk to you. Don't keep that thought back. But just get out of the way. Yield to God. It's not in the years. It's in the yielding. No matter what age you are. If God's talking to you and telling you to get up here, I'd get up there. I'd rather obey. I'd rather be nervous. I'd rather be scared. I'd rather come up here with shaking my hands, holding a glass of water and it's shaking. But I know one thing. I'm going to listen to God. And I promise you at the end of it, you will be blessed. Because if God's in something, he always blesses. I can't leave here blessed. I listened to Brother Ted last Wednesday. Those scriptures turned me on driving that car. I was like, give me some more of that.
Amen.
Talk about faith to me. Because I got rapture in faith.
Amen.
And I'm going to get out of here.
Amen.
I just want to get somebody yielding to God. You'll turn me on.
Amen.
I don't care if you jump up and down like I do.
Amen.
I don't care if you don't get excited.
Amen.
I don't care if you don't walk around. I don't need you to think you're going to impress me. I'm just going to give you pointers. I was young one time. I thought I had to preach a certain time. I thought I needed to hear so many amens. But you know what it really come down to is get out of the way and let God use me. And look where we are today.
Amen.
That ain't boast. That's boasting in the Lord. It's God's man. It's God's vessel. It turned me on more. You just getting up here for 30 seconds.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And somebody wanting to impress me.
Right.
Yeah. bore me to death. I've been taught by the best.
Amen.
I've been taught by people who said, you don't need more than about 45 minutes anyhow.
Right.
God can get up here, people, preach.
Yes.
Turn this house upside down.
Yes.
And sit down way before an hour.
That's right.
If that's what he chooses to do.
Right.
He knows how to do it.
He does.
He knows what we need.
He
knows what we need to hear.
Uh-huh.
He knows how to lift us up.
Yes.
He knows what word we need to hear.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what's going to help us.
Right.
See, I don't come in here knowing what's going to help you. I just do what I'm doing by the leading of the Lord, people. I study by the leading of the Lord.
Yeah.
If I get to these notes tonight, we'll get to the notes. But you know what? If we don't, we want what God wants.
Yeah.
We want what he wants to preach. We want what he wants to talk about. He wants to yield us to yield, Brother Moore.
Amen.
Whoever you yield your members to, he's whose servant ye are.
Yeah.
See, this pass me not. I want to talk about that for a minute.
Because
I do agree. On one side of the coin.
That's right.
God can't miss me.
No.
He ain't passed me by. And he won't lose a one of his.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, I come in here, this service tonight, and you know what I'm saying? Pass me not.
Amen.
Oh, gentle Savior.
Yes.
Hear my humble cry.
Amen.
Come to me.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Yes.
Deal with me.
Yes.
Pick me up.
Yes.
Tell me what I need.
Yes.
Don't let my thinking get in the way.
Yes.
Don't let me be thinking about even James right now.
Yes.
Let me be paying attention to the word. Because
yes.
the word will get James out of there and take care of him.
Amen.
You need to be dealing with God for yourself.
Yes.
Talking to him personally.
Yes.
It's me.
Yes.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Don't pass me up. I want you to speak to me. I want you to deal with me. I'm here tonight. This is urgent. I brought my bucket. I want it filled. I need an answer. I almost hate to say it, but this is real to me. I got to say this right now. I know. You better believe what I think about Brother James. But this is so real right now. God's telling me to tell you something. Don't think about James. You need to think about yourself. This is a personal revelation of Jesus Christ to you. God's helping James. That's evident. You need help. Help me, Lord. Help me yield. Help me be obedient. Help me give you what you want. That's what God wants. No matter how thin you slice the bologna, there's two sides to it, Brother Moore. With every piece. Oh, I'm eternal secure. I'm going. I can't miss it. I can't live good enough to make it, bad enough to miss it. But I need God to talk to me tonight. Because that's how it works. I'm going to get there because he's going to keep helping me get there. I'm going to get there because he's going to keep brightening this thing up for me. Somebody's got to manifest what he's thinking. It ain't good enough just to be thoughts. Somebody's got to come to church tonight and be the hearer. Somebody's got to come to church tonight and be the preacher. Don't just sit back and say, well, God's going to do it. How's he going to do it? He didn't choose the sun. He didn't choose the stars. He chose man. He needs man to say amen. He needs man to preach. That's his chosen way. So help me, Lord. Deal with me, Lord. Give me what I need. It's me. I want to yield. Oh, that's what God said we're going to talk about tonight, so we're just going to talk about it. We got plenty of other time to talk about the other stuff. I got plenty of service. Brother Moore's going to be gone. And God may not even decide to talk about it. But what God wants is somebody to yield themselves. You know, Brother Moore's been saying it for years. And you know, the first time you hear it, it's bright. But it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. It's not in the years. It's in the yielding, Brother Destin. He just wants a vessel. I've seen it happen in my own life, Brother Deskins. I've been going to church here long enough to see it happen in other people's lives. People be listening to God. And very revelry sometimes. But just stubborn. Hard-headed. Waiting for, they think they got to pray about something. And I don't know why I'm here, people. We're just here. Don't worry about it.
What I love about God, Pastor, he'll clean up anything he needs to clean up. But I don't even believe like that. I'm not even going to mess up, by the way, because I've been trained quite well. I know what to do. I know where to step and where not. But what I'm here to tell you is God can be talking to you right in human flesh. Right in flesh. And say, I think you ought to get up. And you know what we do? You know what I do? I'll make it light on you. I'll just put myself there. That, you know what? I really want to change that for a minute. For the most part, I listen to God, people. God talks to me. I say, okay. I'm just going to say. But what people will do, what I'll do is I'll say, well, I'll go home and pray about it. Let me give you an example for me tonight. I know that I got to preach some services. And I came in here, I said, we're going to let the Lord lead if I even ask for help. Amen. I thought that. Amen. The Lord's going to lead if I even ask for help. Yeah. I don't know what service will be, but the Lord will lead. Amen. Now, I could be stubborn. I could be hard-headed. Nah. I could hear God get up here and say, I'm going to put my hat in for next Wednesday. Brother Moore, I could have just decided. Been stubborn. Well, the Lord needs to lead me, but I'll wait. I'm going to go home and pray about it. And God is right here in flesh tonight talking to me. I found out what service I'm going to get help. It's going to be next Wednesday. It wasn't hard. I ain't really got preacher's itch anyhow, but I will preach when I need to preach. See, I got both sides of that baloney. I don't want to preach, but I will preach every service. I got to preach every service. But I was sincere. I thought, we'll see what service God wants help. Amen. If he doesn't want any, I'll do them all. Amen. If he wants some, that's the one it'll be. Right. Now, I could have been stubborn. Well, I know Jim said he's going to throw his hat in the next Wednesday, but who's that? I'm the preacher. Brother Moore's gone. I'm in charge. God's got to talk to me. We laugh. But that's what we do. We miss God talking to us face to face. What we claim to believe, that is the Word made flesh, that God's working in human skin. God will stand up here and say, I'm going to throw my hat in the next Wednesday. And because of pride, because of stubbornness, because of not wanting to yield, because of not wanting to do what God wants us to do, we'll say, I got to go home and pray about it. We make it harder than it needs to be. Should be like popcorn around here. And I'm going to tell you, I agree with Brother Jim. I'm glad he said it. He's like, I should have been the first up.
Amen.
You know who the person that we say we're helping is? James. You know what I saw him do? The first service that his dad was not here, he got up. The first service, and yielded himself and started singing and praising God. That's the example we're trying to fill up. That's who we're trying to act like a little bit. Now, we'll never be him fully, but we're trying to take his place, help him out. Well, you know what he did? I see the need. He didn't make it harder. Go ahead and help me.
I just want to say one thing.
Help me.
We're not helping out Jay.
Right, okay.
Jay is where he's supposed to be.
Amen. That's right. That's
we're
exactly
helping
right.
Helping out ourselves.
That's exactly right.
I don't want people saying they're helping Jay.
Right.
This is the body.
Yeah. Amen. That's God, people. Amen. Oh, I'm preaching, Brother Mark. No, that's what God's talking. I believe what he just said.
That's right.
We're trying to help the body.
Yes.
And we've had too many examples of people, of movement of God stepping up.
Right.
Here am I, Lord, send me.
Yes.
That's what God wants.
Amen.
That's how he always has been.
Yeah.
It's all he's ever wanted.
Right.
You know, when we talk about he doesn't look at your mistakes, you know why? Because that's not really what he's worried about. He's looking at somebody that's hit the word in their heart, that wants to yield to him and say, I didn't ask for this, but if this is what you called me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
Right, amen.
Here am I, Lord. Send me. That's what he's looking for, Brother Moore. David had plenty of problems. But I like how you said, I think it was Sunday. That's all we want to talk about. But let me talk about what David did do.
Amen.
When the bear came,
yes,
he didn't back off.
No.
He faced it.
Yes.
When the lion come,
yes,
he didn't back off.
Yes.
He faced it.
Amen.
And despite being the what they thought was going to be the uncalled, the one that looked like he wasn't called, the one that looked like he wasn't qualified, when Goliath showed up, he walked down.
Look what he did.
And you know, I bet you David walked down and probably was like, well, the army's God, I've always won. I ain't got much to do. I'm just going to go down and see how it's going. Got down there, Brother Moore.
Right.
He saw these people afraid of a giant.
Yeah.
Hiding, afraid to step out.
Yeah.
And David, the most, looked like shouldn't go out.
Yeah.
The shortest.
Right.
The tiniest.
Right.
Just a little shepherd boy.
Right.
Mama's boy.
Right.
Not what we would think is manly.
Right.
Didn't look like a leader. So what? You were afraid of that giant? Give me some stones.
Amen.
And let me talk to you for a minute.
Yes.
God got me through the bear.
Yeah.
God got me through the lion.
Yes.
And this uncircumcised Philistine will not stand before me.
Yes.
He's going down too.
Yes.
David didn't depend on his smarts. He didn't depend on how strong he was. He probably just thought, well, I know how to use a rope because I've done that with sheep. I know how God got me through that lion, that bear.
Right.
He said, such as I have.
Yes,
Brother Moore, he didn't have much of military training.
None.
He was like what I started the story off. Really, he was like that young kid. And if David had been like some of us, he'd been like, well, I ain't old enough. I'm not trained enough. I ain't studied the message enough. See, I can tell you some things I thought. Well, I don't know the message books like the other preachers do. I don't know the quotes like the other preachers do. I can't preach as long as the other preachers do. I've said all of those things. God, if he's going to use me, he needs to just use me. Fighting God. But you know, the whole time, just get up. Yield yourself to God. Obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Well, I'm going to. Now, these things are good, too. In the right spirit, but we can be so sacrificial, we'll go home and study for 3 hours.
Right.
Write down 20 pages of notes. And be so obedient.
Right.
Or so sacrificial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I gave you all my time. Come in here, and we'll end up being like the man Brother Branham talked about.
Right.
If he'd have come down.
Right.
Or if he'd have went up like he come down.
Right.
He would have went up.
Come down like
he would have come down like he went up.
Right.
Because he went up boastful. Sacrificial.
Right.
He studied his message.
Right.
He knew what he was going to preach. He's going to put on a show.
Right.
So he went up with a lot of arrogance, so to speak, proud.
Uh-huh.
Got up there, anointing God, didn't show up, didn't go well, didn't hear many amens, fell flat.
Right.
It humbled him. So he stepped down off the pulpit with his head hung down.
Right.
And Brother Branham said if he just went up,
yeah,
the way he came down, humbled,
yeah,
saying, I need you, God.
Right.
I need your help. He would have come down.
Amen.
The way he went up.
Amen.
It doesn't take 20 years. It doesn't take understanding 40 message books. It doesn't take you to memorize quotes. You don't have to know where the talks about changing the soul tonight. You don't have to know all the quotes about the seven thunders tonight. You just need your own personal revelation. Back your mail from where you're at. And God will bring this house down. Because you know what does the job? It's the word, Brother Dustin. It's that preaching of the word and God writing down that word and quickening it to us and dealing with us. That's what God's trying to work with. He wants the word of the hour. He wants the word for now, for today, for present tense. You might have went through something today that God could have used. You know, we say all things work together for the good. And then we keep it in.
Right.
Don't keep it in.
No.
Practice what you believe.
Amen.
Get up here and give it back.
Amen.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is don't miss God. We want some filling, some prayer closet anointing.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I believe in praying.
Amen.
I prayed about this service. I prayed God to give me my notes. I felt like he enthused the notes. I believe in all that. But don't go put so much in that you'll miss the word made flesh. standing right before you, talking to you, preaching to you, testifying to you, saying, I'm going to throw my ring, my hat in the ring. It's that simple, people. That's how you hear from God. We go to our prayer closet. We pray for healings. We thank God. We talk to him that way. How do you get close to God? Read your Bible and pray. I believe in that strongly. But what we also believe in is it's the Word made flesh that God's talking to us. Brother Evan even asked the question, what's greater, the angel in heaven or the angel at the pulpit? And he made it clear. I think a lot of people probably would have answered the angel in heaven. But he said it's the angel behind the pulpit. Because that's the angel God sent to you. The angel's just a messenger. And we're all, and Brother Children one time said, we're just angels, we're messengers, giving the word of God. You're hearing from the angel of the Lord tonight. You're hearing from God tonight. God is talking to you personally tonight, dealing with you personally tonight. And you know, I've seen it over the years. When you miss these simple instructions, you miss God. And we use that rifle, that marksman, just barely off. By the time he gets all the way down at the target, it's way off. Amen. And you know, you'll miss these little instructions. And you'll be thinking, oh, I'm following God. Amen. Following God. Yeah. And they don't even know you're way over here. Amen. You know what? I equate it sometimes. You got a lot of good mechanics. But you don't have those dynamics sometimes. Amen. You don't have that life behind it. Yeah. You don't have the quickening of God behind it. That quickening power, God dealing with you and bringing it to manifestation. Amen. You've studied it, you've mechanized it and made it work, and you've heard what you're supposed to do, and there's a starting point for there. But when it's all said and done, you need those dynamics. Amen. On those mechanics. Amen. That God's behind it. Amen. Because as the Brother Branham said about prophets, they can say word, and that's mechanical. Right. But if it never comes to pass, it ain't God. God's got to quicken it. He's got to bring it to manifestation in your very life. Dynamics and mechanics together. And that's what we want. So God will give us simple instructions. And we'll still be waiting on God. And all God wants is just a yielded vessel. A yielded servant. And you know that scripture, and we'll read it just before I sit down. I'll get to it. Romans 6 is where I think it is. Whom you yield your members to. You know, that's what we've talked about, because we'll get in here. Everything I do is God. Right. Yep, there's that piece of, that coin again, that piece of baloney. We're talking about one side of it. Because I can amen that. There's a truth there. Because God's in me. Everywhere I go, he goes. The scripture clearly says, where should I go and flee from thy presence? I can't. He knows my thoughts afar off. And all my members are written in his book. And those thoughts are too great for me. I believe all of that. But Brother Destin was testifying. I do have two rims. I do have some servants that I can yield my members differently away from God and to the devil. When I yield them to my own thinking, that's not yielding them to God. When I yield them to my own stubbornness, that's not yielding them to God. But I need the word. It's something greater than me. Calling to me, Brother Deskins. And you know what? Just to say it to give you relaxation. Not anybody here is going to have everything T's crossed and I's dotted and live so good in our flesh. You guys know we preach that so many times. You're going to have a good desire and still mess up. Thank God for his amazing grace. So don't forget that. Tie everything back to your revelation. But the way this thing works is you take the word and you apply it. You can decide not to come to church. Well, I'm not going to church. God's in my life. Now, that doesn't sound like God. Because as Brother Seth was saying, you know how you know it's God is it's to the Word. Amen. And his Word says, gather yourself together. Right. That much more as you see the day approaching. Right. So I can yield to that or yield to God. That's right. And God wants us to yield to him. Yes, so let's go there and read that scripture. Romans 6 and 16. Thank you, Brother Moore, for helping. Because I didn't study this. Romans, the 6th chapter. In verse 16. I'm going to jump up to 15 and get down to 16. It's all good.
I'm going to jump up to verse 11. Likewise reckon, so Romans 6, we're going to start at verse 11. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Now that said a lot, and I wanted to read it and get through it. We're not under the law. The law of Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. No matter how many times I yield my members to the wrong person, I'm still God's child. Amen. I'm under grace, and I'm going to heaven. All this is really Paul's trying to make you aware of is what he said there. Well, I'm under grace. I'm just going to do anything I want. That's not how it works either. God wants somebody that wants to serve him, that wants to do what he asked them to do, that wants to yield their members to him, that has that kind of desire. And like I said, you might have the desire to do good and fall on your face all the days of your life. That's going to happen. But there, as a believer, I can also say this. I'm going to also speak confident. You yield your members, you will yield your members to God. Because you've got that nature in you. You love God. You're going to come to church. You're going to sing a song. You're going to raise your hand. Something will change in your life. It just happens naturally. It will happen. God will deal with you and prick your heart and convict you and rebuke you and correct you and give you guidance and give you leadership. But as we've learned in here, we're a free moral agent. And it's your choice to serve God or not. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm about to get down. I feel like I'm allowed about to get down. Brother Moore made a comment. See, I listen to God even while I'm preaching, people. Because you don't realize, Brother Moore said, preach about yielding to God. So I just dropped my thoughts. So we're going to preach about yielding to God. And then you know what he said in the middle of it? He said, don't get off of it until... Don't let them leave it out of here with it. The fact that I'm feeling like I can get down, the job's starting to get over, Brother Moore. And it must be your turn to deal with it however you want to. So, but, you know, I'm not really so much. You should yield your members to God and good living and all that. That's all things I believe, too. That's all part of this. But God wants me to tell you is God can be talking to you in the Word made flesh. And we'll be thinking we've lived good, done all these things right, have all these mechanics in order, and you're missing God talking to you, standing right in front of you, giving you instructions. Don't miss that. Give to that. Yield to that. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Talk to me. Deal with me. Here am I. Send me, Lord. Because I have a desire to want to serve you. If you do want me to live a certain way and drop this, let me do it. If you do want me to get up here, let me do it. Let me be the first one to say I want to get up here. Let me be the first one to jump up to testify. Let me be the first one, and not in a race. I'm talking about in a desire. It's got to be the desire. Maybe somebody does get up before you. That's all right. Your desire was I'm going to be the first one. You'll get better the next time. But what God's looking at is that desire. Maybe you was the one that was supposed to say, I'll get up and throw my hat in next Wednesday and Jim beat you to it. Just get it right the next time. That's what's so great about the Word of God is just repentance, turn around. I'm wrong. We can do that tonight. I don't care how many times I've not listened to the Word made flesh. Guess what? I quit tonight. When you quit smoking tonight. When you quit missing God talking to you face to face tonight. It can be that easy. And nobody in here's, I'm going to watch you now. I'm going to see who so-and-so's listening to God. If they don't listen to God, I'm going to judge them. No, I ain't even worried about that. I'm worried about myself. Amen. That's how I start. It's me. Amen. It's me standing in the need of prayer. Yes. Let me yield to God. Amen. Let me be ready to step up.
Let me be ready to throw my hat in the ring. Let me be ready to go. Let me be ready to sing. Let me be ready to play guitar. Let me be ready to play drums. Let me be ready to clean the church. Let me be ready to cut grass. Let me be ready to drive a car on Saturday. Let me be ready to testify. Let me be ready to promote the word of the hour. Let me be ready to be the final voice to the final age. Let me go out and represent the Son of Man throughout all the earth. Do it with every heartbeat. Let me be that one. As we say, you can have a good time without me, but you can't go without me. You need me. You might have had some good church without me, but you're having, as far as I'm concerned, you're having better church tonight. Because I'm here. That's how I feel about it. It ain't the same without me.
Amen.
God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he wants. He knows what service he wanted to give me help. I'm excited about that now. See, you know what? You don't understand. That gives me rest. God's going to move. When I get past Sunday, preaching Sunday, you guys don't even know what that feels like. Brother Moore knows what that feels like. You done your work, and I know James is preaching next Wednesday. I'm like, I'm just going to focus on work and having fun with my family, doing everything I want to do. But when I got to preach next Wednesday after Sunday, you know, my first thought is, man, there ain't that many days between Sunday and Wednesday. I'm already out of time. That's my first thought. I'm already out of time. I got to work tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. And I better get to studying or this ain't going to happen. Pressure starts the moment Sunday is over. I'm going to tell you, it starts the minute Sunday service is over. So when I hear from God, let me throw my hat in the ring next Wednesday. Don't have to ask me twice. I'm here to tell you. Now, on the flip side, if you try to preach for me every service, I'm going to tell you to get out of the way, too. Because I got that balance, too. Yeah, because you're yourself. But next one, it's easy for me, Brother Dustin. I got loaded. You know what? I'll be done tonight. Give me about 10 minutes, get the anointing off me, and then I'll start feeling the pressure for Sunday. That's okay. I'm ready for that. I think I still got something up here that I didn't get to use tonight. That God just put a little more salt and pepper in it. But I just like to say it because I want Jim to feel the pressure. After Sunday, at least before Wednesday, I am resting. He's going to feel that pressure. So that gets me excited. And I appreciate him being willing to help. So it's good to be back home. It's good to get a chance to preach. You know, because like I say, it is the honest truth when we do tell you that we ain't got the itch to preach. It's also the truth to tell you that gifts in you and you hear something that excites you. There's something about you that just gets you a little bit saying, I want to talk about that. And so I have a little bit of that too. But it's good to be back and good to see you all. And come back Saturday to travel and go to Wilds. Come back Sunday, we'll do it again. God bless you. Come on, Pastor Moore. Help it out.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Amen. You know, it wasn't long after he started preaching that I titled my message, Yield Yourself to God. That's the title of the message. But that was early. That was early. That's why I tell you, don't get off of it. Don't get off. Because, you know, we need to learn how to yield ourselves to God. We talk about yielding, but then God can talk to you lip to ear. I know. Because I've talked to you lip to ear. And I'm amazed at how you could be so stubborn. I really am. When I know God's talking to me, I quickly turn to the Word. And when I know God's talking through me to you, and I sit and I watch you, and you don't change, you don't move, you don't budge, you dig your heels in and everything else, I'm like, oh my goodness. You're going to actually miss God? I mean, we talk about the message of the hour, but God is not going to speak to you outside of man. He is not going to speak to you outside of a man. You say, how do you know that? Because that's the whole purpose of the Son of Man ministry. And while you're trying to keep your little thinking and waiting to hear from God, and God's talking right at you, looking at you, calling your name sometimes, and then you're going to walk out of these doors and go home and pray about it. Brother Branham said, the new birth is recognizing your day and its message. His message is only, God's only going to speak to you through a man. And I'm not saying not you sisters, you're counted with us as the man. Son of man is the word of God in the skin of God's people. I mean, how much more plain can I word it? How long will you sit here in this church and miss God? I wanted Jeremiah to just smack it out of the ballpark. Because I said, I don't want you to go home tonight and feel anything less than God. God's in this place. And if you go home and you don't see God and you didn't hear from God tonight, you don't know God. You say, that's, you know, and back a cool, calm down. Well, slow down. Just give me a little breathing room. No, no, it's time up. It's time up. It's time up for you to have your thinking, brothers. It's time up for you to have your thinking, sisters. It's time for you to have your thinking is gone, pastor. Minister. Deacons. Teachers. You say, you're making me feel uncomfortable. Good. Because I want you to understand that God is in skin. And outside of him coming in here and talking to you, you will not hear from him. You say, well, I can hear from him in my prayer closet. How can you hear? I got scripture to back what I'm telling you. How can you hear except to be preached? And you're not going to get it preached to you in your prayer closet. And how can he preach except he be sent? So every preacher can't preach to you. That'd be God.
That's right. Right. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
What surprises me, and you know, I hate copycats. So I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say it because I got to say it, but I don't like copycats. I want to proceed with that. It surprises me that you brothers haven't already volunteered before the service is over after you got your hides tanned like you just did. And y'all are still sitting there. And y'all ain't hollered out to Jeremiah and said, I don't know what to tell y'all. See, I'm just saying, like I said, I don't want copycats, but I am shocked that God could come in this place and not even use a note. He came in here and personally spoke to us. And you still going to sit there and get up and walk out of here? Hey, I'm going to be gone. It ain't on me. I'm just telling you, brothers, I'm shocked. And I don't want you to say a word now. Don't nobody else say nothing else. You get a hold of Jeremiah. But I'm just, and I'm not saying three. See, because y'all get stuck in a rut so quick. If I say three brothers, then all of the fourth brother says, whoo, I'm free. God ain't said three. He said brothers. They could have 5, 10, 15, 20 get up. I don't know. Jeremiah might have to split you up in 2 weeks. I don't know. But I know one thing. I would be shocked if all you brothers don't call Jeremiah. I'm telling you, God's in this place, and it's time for us to quit looking for God to speak outside of skin. I'm tired of us playing around. I'm tired of us being churchy, acting like we believe this message, and when God comes in here, you turn around and walk out with your same old thinking.
Amen.
Is it the hour of the Son of Man or not? Do you believe it or not? Are you a part of it or not? And you sisters, you got your part. Don't think I'm just, ooh, the brothers are getting it tonight. I'm talking to you too.
Amen.
God's talking to y'all. I sat there listening to God because I know all of y'all. I know your ups. I know your downs. I know your shortcomings. I know where you're short. I know that's my job as a watchman on the wall. I know all of this. And I'm sitting here to listen to God just boom, boom. And he was talking to individuals. I mean, he was not. That's why I said don't let him up. Don't let him up. Because I knew God was talking, and I didn't want Jeremiah to think he needed to go to his notes because I knew he didn't. God told me to tell him, don't get off of it. Because I heard God talking to individuals. And you know, Jeremiah don't know what I know about you. And you know, I ain't said nothing to Jeremiah about nothing about Jeremiah. I'm sitting there like, Lord, have mercy. You getting the brothers. You getting the sisters. You getting the mothers. You getting the marriage. You getting the single. You're getting us all.
Amen.
I sat there and listened to it. I'm like, whew. I took notes. I hope y'all did. I took notes. At least take the notes that God was talking to you personally.
Right.
You don't have to take everybody's notes just when he's talking to you. And you know, and I know when he was talking to you.
Right. Amen.
But it's either the hour of the Son of Man or it's not. Either God is in skin speaking or he's not. And if he's not, don't worry about it. Go on out of here. Come back in here and sit next week like you did today. Come and do like you did last Wednesday when the three brothers got up. Because you thought you were safe because three brothers got up. I'm not old enough. Or I'm too old. I'm not smart enough, or they couldn't even handle what I had to say. I'm telling y'all, Fairborn needs to shake themselves because you're sitting in the presence of God and act like you're in the outer court. You're in the holies of holies. God's in here talking to us. And it's a serious hour. It's a serious place. And you say, well, it's not my job. Then it ain't. Don't worry about it. You see, I'm just mad because I'm leaving town. And no. Put it on me if you want. No, that's just Jeremiah. He's just all excited because he just got back. Put it on Jeremiah if you want. But let me tell you this. If God has ever spoken in this place, he spoke here tonight. And I didn't want to let y'all get out of here thinking anything else. If you think, oh, he ain't spoken. Nate's just in himself. Jeremiah's just in himself. Go ahead. Go ahead. I told you this is going to be a tough year. We made it to July. We only half done, folks. We getting ready to turn you over to cook the other half. This is a serious time. And that's why I didn't want you to sit here and say, oh, we're doing this for Jay. Jay, mm-mm. This is for the body. If you're a part of the body, you know, when we have dinner and some people clean up and some people sit and talk, it's time for you to quit talking. Grab a broom. Do something. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. We got hearer onlys in here. I'm talking to y'all.
Amen.
You say, turn the internet off. And just let's, can we do like Sunday night? No, I want everybody to know I'm talking to Fairborn Community Tabernacle that it's time for us to be accounted for. To whom much is given? Oh, you know it. You've heard it. But do it. God said tonight, Wednesday, brothers are getting up. Turn Jeremiah on. Got the night off. And I don't even know what it means, but and I don't even want you to even volunteer. I know you got some. Y'all get hold of Jeremiah. I know you got some volunteers, and don't think just because it's three, that's enough. No, we're through when God's through. You say, well, I'm not old enough. You could be. What did you see what happened last Sunday night? How old is she? Six. Had a good question. You say, I'm not old enough to get up there. I don't. Sit in your seat if you want. Stay there as long as you can. But I'm telling you, God talked in this place tonight. And if y'all go home and say you didn't, then you're calling me a liar. God is not a liar. Yes, ma'am. Wait, get a mic for her because it's on the internet and I don't want.
Thank you. I just want to let you all know that I am very grateful for the word. And I continue to humble myself and I do repent. I do not want to disobey God.
Mm-mm.
I appreciate every word that I get from my brothers, you, Pastor Moore, and associate members, Brother Jeremiah and Brother Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for each and every one of us.
Good.
I've heard you many times saying about this year, what it's like. And I am a witness, and I know what it's going to be like. But I put my trust in God, and I just continue to strive to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
So I am sorry if I didn't do something or didn't say something. I apologize for that, but I love God, and I know God loves me, and I know God is looking after each and every one of us. And
amen.
I want to just thank you again, and I'm first to repent.
You know, I look at this, and God's not even really wanting us to do anything other than turn around.
That's it. Amen.
Yesterday was yesterday. Even this service was this service.
Yes.
It's from this point forward is what God's looking for. And I didn't want us to go home and misunderstand what God is saying here. Yield yourself to Him. He's going to speak through your husband. He's going to speak through the ministry. He's going to speak through me. He's going to talk to us. We're blessed to have God in this congregation. And God's not just in one man. He's in the entire body. Haven't you seen how God's moved through this body? He's here. He's real. And He's moving through this place. Don't take your husband for granted. Don't take your wife for granted. Don't take your kids for granted. Don't take each other for granted. Yield yourself to God. And if you yield yourself to God, God can use you to do great things. Sister Courtney, grab her a mic. God can do great things through you. You don't know how much God can use you.
I just wanted to be obedient. Jay just sent a text message. He's listening. And he wanted to know if he would write something. Is it okay if I would read it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is for the brother's night. He wanted to write something.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to.
Yeah, he's trying to preach from his bed. Yeah, Jay, it's fine. You know, people say Jay's an example. Well, usually when there's an example there, you're supposed to be like the example. It ain't good enough to say there's an example and, yeah, that's good for, yeah, that's good old Jay. Example means that's the first, that's the pattern that we follow. But I'm going to be honest with you, what I'm seeing you brothers doing ain't the example that I saw set.
Come on.
And it's not. You brothers supposed to be leading the way. And the sisters back there trying to be sisters because sisters aren't supposed to preach, but they're like, pulling teeth, got three. You pulled teeth and only got three teeth. And then we got a second Wednesday pulled teeth and only got three more. That doesn't sound like leaders to me. I'm sorry, brothers. You are not expressing leadership in that. Yield yourself to God. And then he can use you. So if you want to help Jeremiah, I'm gone. Jeremiah, call him. I ain't gonna, I'll be surprised when I listen to the services. But I would say this, that you brothers need to step it up across the board. That's including me. I'm on the board too. That's including me. Jeremiah started out, he said, it's me, oh Lord. Oh, it starts here. Tom, don't walk out here and say he's talking to somebody else. Said, God sure told Jim off tonight. Jim's the only one that was safe. And he, like he said, was late. But that's all right. You know, we learn. Tonight's a learning night for the body, for Fairborn. It's a learning night for us. And we can step it up. And Jeremiah got up here and didn't use one note. And I found him a scripture. He knew where it was. But I pulled it out for him. I thought, let me help him a little bit. Just get him in the right. Because I thought, I want him to hit him again. Hit him again. Don't let him up. Don't let him. Because it's a late hour. It's a late hour. And God is real. And God does speak through his people only. If you're going to hear from God, that's how you're going to hear. Come on, musicians. I'll let y'all up for air. Yes, ma'am.
Brother Jeremiah, I appreciate you tonight. I have a little story that happened at our house. You know, all these winds have been happening and all these storms and twigs have been flying out of people's trees. We have a lot of nests of squirrels, and a squirrel nest fell down. We looked at it. We didn't know what all this clump of leaves was, and Jeff went and looked at it, and there were three little baby squirrels in there. You know, they were newborns. We didn't know. So we left it there thinking, oh, the mommy will get it. We put it near the tree. So, you know, the squirrels, okay, are not my favorite animal. Okay, they dig in your flower beds. They put your harvest in odd places, and you're like, oh my God, these little pesky little animals, but we feed them. Nonetheless, the point I guess I'm getting at is, you know, I told Jeff there were three little squirrels in there, and I looked, and the mommy didn't come. And I was like, God bless. I don't want another project. Mm-mm. My plate is full. I don't want to do it. So, needless to say, the mommy didn't come the second day. So we looked, and we're hoping, we're calling neighbors. We know people who do know about animals. We called them up. They told us about the nature center, and so needless to say, Sister Belinda's over there the other morning feeding these little squirrels with a syringe. Didn't want a project. You know, three little ones. And in your head, you're thinking, oh, I have three little daughters, you know, three lives. And then the first time I looked at them, I'll tell you, Bonnie, I looked at them first time, I said, those squirrels are big. I looked at them the second time, I was like, those are babies. They're not big. In my head, I thought they were big. Now, needless to say, I see that, you know, a lot of yielding needs to be happening even in my life. You know, I'm just going to say I can step it up every day. I know I can die to myself. Needs to say, you know, Jeff and I took the little baby squirrels over to the nature center. They weigh them, you know, and what happened. You know, they are where they're supposed to be. You know, one was saved. So bottom line is I'm learning more and more. It ain't about you, Belinda. It's about what you got to do.
It's about you. God has called you for a purpose. And you have things to do. Amen. We've got the power. Now, pray for us. We'll be leaving town this weekend, but we're going Saturday to the Wilds. Be here 7:45. Saturday morning, be here and be ready to go, not going to get gas. Have your car ready. And I'm not sure how Jeremiah's got everybody set up, or Dwayne, who's sitting where in what car. Don't complain if you're not where you think you want to be.
And
So wherever Dwayne puts you, don't give me no hard way. You know, sometimes people want to ride with their buddies or whatever, and sometimes we don't have time for that. They're all your buddies. So sometimes it's good to rub elbows with somebody you didn't rub elbows with. So just don't give Dwayne a hard way to go. Be ready to go. And then pray for us as we travel. And I will be going to Brother Fred, Lord willing, on that second week. And I think Melanie's going to join us. So we're gonna be visiting South Carolina. The reason I'm doing it that way is because I'm already going to be on that side of the country. And there's 6 hours from Atlanta. I thought, well, because I was planning on flying back down there, so I'm really saving money by just driving back that way. So Fred's excited. He's been talking about it into his church, and so they're expecting us. So pray for that trip as well. Amen. Come back on Sunday, and Lord willing, Jeremiah will blast it with that message that he's got from the Lord. If not, Lord's got something else for you. Amen. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't think the we'll be right back.